Story Protocol rebrands to Data Foundation in a pivot to AI training data. Story Protocol, the A16Z-backed blockchain built to put intellectual property on-chain, has rebranded as the Data Foundation and refocused on a different problem, where AI labs source clean, licensed training data. CoinMarketCap flagged the change on June 26, 2026, and reporting from the Block and Cointelegraph confirmed it the day before. The reframing is more than a name swap. Story spent its first chapters pitching itself as the registry layer for creative IP such as music, characters, and writing, with on-chain licensing built in. Data Foundation keeps that licensing machinery and aims it at the buyer with the deepest pockets and the most urgent shortage, frontier AI. Story drops the IP framing for a data bottleneck. The stated rationale is supply. Much of the public internet has already been scraped, and what is left is either expensive, bespoke, or legally murky. AI developers now face scrutiny over whether the data behind their models was used with consent and proper licensing, a question that has already produced lawsuits against several large labs. Data Foundation is positioning its ledger as the place to prove that chain of custody before a dataset ever reaches a model. Co-founder Andrea Mattoni is taking over as CEO of the foundation. AV Patel, founder of the data startup CLED, joins as chief data officer. The leadership shuffle signals where the priority sits now. The data side, not the IP side, runs the company. Trace turns provenance into an on-chain receipt. The flagship product is Trace, described as an on-chain registry and public audit platform for AI training data. For each contribution, it generates a receipt that records where the data came from, how it was licensed, whether the contributor consented, and how they were paid. An AI company can check that receipt before feeding a dataset into a model, rather than discovering a licensing problem in a courtroom later. That is the pitch in one line. Provenance you can audit instead of provenance you assume. The bet is that as legal pressure rises, labs will start treating documented consent and licensing as a procurement requirement, not a nice to have. CLED lands 1.5 billion records on the Network Data Foundation did not launch empty. Its first integration brings more than 1.5 billion user-contributed records, spanning voice, video, and images, onto the network through CLED. Starting with that volume matters because a provenance registry is only useful at scale. A few thousand verified records would not interest a lab training on trillions of tokens, but a corpus measured in billions begins to look like a real supply source. Funding is moving toward the same thesis. Poseidon, an AI data processing project incubated by Story, raised a $15 million seed round led by A16Z Crypto, the same backer behind the original Story rounds. The continuity of investor support suggests the pivot is a sanction strategy shift rather than a distress move. IP token holders get a one-to-one swap. For existing token holders, the change is mechanical. The native IP token migrates to a data token on a one-to-one basis, and the foundation says holders do not need to take any action. There is no announced supply change and no new allocation disclosed, just a relabeled ticker pointed at the new mandate. The timing is awkward on price. The swap lands during a broad crypto drawdown with Bitcoin near $59,114 and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reading 15, or extreme fear, as of June 26, 2026. Ether was down 5.2% on the day and XRP off 4.6%, so risk appetite across the market is thin. A rebrand does not move a token much when the whole tape is risk-off, which puts the burden squarely on adoption. The real test is lab demand, not the rename a registry like Trace only matters if buyers use it. The credibility of the pivot rests on whether AI labs route procurement through verifiable, consented data instead of continuing to scrape and litigate. The 1.5 billion records from CLED give Data Foundation a starting inventory, and the A16Z backing gives it runway, but neither guarantees that a single frontier lab will pay for provenance it has so far been willing to skip. For now, the structure is in place: a renamed foundation, a shipped product, a funded incubation, and a clean token migration. The unanswered question is commercial, not technical.